Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast. We are sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about the fact that prayer is communicating with God according to the Word, not telling Him about your problem. Prayer is speaking forth according to the will of God that's revealed in the Word, and we know that He's going to hear our prayers. We're not bombarding the gates of heaven to see if He'll listen to us. We have a free access unto God. We're not asking and asking and badgering Him so He'll hear us. Instead, we're praying a prayer of faith, knowing with confidence that He's going to hear our prayers and respond. And we're not trying to convince God to give us a promise. The promise is already ours, and we can come boldly with confidence, knowing that if He hears us, that we are going to see the promises come to pass as we speak forth His Word in prayer. Remember that prayer is a spirit realm action. We're contacting the spiritual realm, taking aim at things that we don't see, waging warfare against Satan and his spirits in the realm of the Spirit. It's a legal transaction in the spiritual realm as we pray spiritual law. And we are actually releasing the ability and the power of God. And, of course, this puts the angels, which are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation, they're being put to work in the Spirit as you speak forth the Word. Angels hearken to the voice of the Word. Angels will also respond when we pray to our Father to give us the angels. And Jesus said that the Father would presently give Him 12 legions of angels. He knew that because He prayed and had the angels doing things for Him all the time. And you should be doing the very same thing, and we do this through accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about the fact that there's change in covenants. The old covenant was one where they weren't born again, they weren't redeemed, they weren't righteous, they had no free approach to God, they were only servants, they weren't sons or daughters, God was not their heavenly Father, they weren't priests, they had a limited approach to God. And now in the New Testament, we're born again. We're children of God. We're sons and daughters. We've been redeemed by the blood, and we have a free approach to God. We've been now made righteous. We're sons and daughters, priests of God. We have no limits on us. We can approach Him through temples made without hands, where He's dwelling in us. And God's now our Heavenly Father. As we pray, we know that the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, His ears are open unto their prayers. Praise God, we don't have to ask Him to attend to our prayer or give ear to our prayer or hear our cry or try to petition Him to not hide from our supplication. We don't have to petition Him. In fact, you're going to find out today that we make legal demands in prayer, which we're going to, according to the Word. When we pray, we're going to pray a prayer of faith with confidence, knowing it's going to come to pass, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, in the last broadcast, we talked about the Lord's Prayer, and let's just talk about that for a moment again. People have religiously prayed the Lord's Prayer just as something that they're supposed to do, failing to realize that it actually is a teaching on how we are to pray and what we are doing when we are praying, what prayer is going to do. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And then He taught them through the Lord's Prayer. It is teaching you what you're doing in prayer, what's happening in prayer, how you're going to pray in order to see the results. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13, we see the Lord's Prayer, "After this manner pray, therefore pray ye." And this is speaking that this is the principles that we're going to apply if we're going to pray accurately. Our Father which art in heaven. So how do we pray in the New Testament? We pray to our Heavenly Father. We have a relationship as a child of God. And this is the way we approach Him. We don't pray to the God or the Lord God anymore. I hear lots of Christians pray to God and pray to the Lord God and pray to Jesus and all these things. The Bible says we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We don't pray directly to Jesus because He's the high priest of the covenant. He's involved in taking our prayers as a priest and bringing them before the Father. The way you pray is to the Father in the name of Jesus. And we see this in the second part where it says here, "Hallowed be thy name." His name is holy. And remember, His name is the name above every name. When we pray in His name. Jesus is the high priest of this covenant. And when we pray, we actually are approaching God, the Father, as priests. And as we approach our Heavenly Father as a priest, we are praying through the high priestly ministry of the new covenant, and that is Jesus, who is the high priest, seated at the right hand of the Father. And what are we doing? It says, "Thy kingdom come." When you pray, that's the rule and the reign of God. You're going to pray and bring forth His rule and reign in the earth. Kingdom always speaks about the rule and the reign of God. And it prays, God, it will be manifest through prayer. "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." The will of God will be done here in earth, just as in heaven, as we pray the Word of God. He also gives us our daily bread. That means prayer will release the daily provision to meet our daily needs. You're going to pray your needs in. This is why you got to pray what the Word says, and God will bring the daily provision for you. Also, He says He's going to forgive us our debts. He'll forgive us our debts or our sins as we forgive our debtors or sinners. The people have sinned against us. You must forgive every person who's ever wronged you. If you hold unforgiveness or any bitterness, you will not be in right fellowship, and this is mandatory if you're going to pray in a New Testament attitude. If you're going to pray and be in right fellowship with God, you must forgive, and that is essential ingredient for you to pray accurately in the New Testament. He said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Prayer keeps us from falling into temptation. Watch and pray so you don't enter into temptation, Matthew 26:41. And He delivers us from evil. Remember, when we pray in line with God's Word, no evil will befall us. He'll deliver us from all evil. And then it says, "Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." That's the results of New Testament prayer. When you pray, it's going to bring the kingdom. That's the rule and the reign of God. It's going to release the power, the release of the miraculous ability of God through His Word, because you pray the Word, not your problem. And it brings the glory. The glory is the manifest presence of God. And God will manifest Himself and bring His will, His promises to pass in your life. Praise God. Now today we're going to talk about the prayer of legal demand. And this is important because most people in the body of Christ today pray according to an Old Testament manner of always asking God and asking God and requesting of God to see if He's going to do something, failing to realize that that is inaccurate New Testament prayer. Accurate New Testament prayer prays with a word in the Greek which refers to making a legal demand as you speak forth the word. John chapter 16, beginning with verse 23. Jesus said, "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." And then verse 26, "At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." Now, this is talking about the time of the New Testament, because it's talking about the Father. This is after the resurrection, after Jesus has been raised from the dead. That's what he's talking about when he says, "In that day." We're not going to approach him, we're going to approach our Heavenly Father. That's why you don't pray to Jesus. If you're praying to Jesus, you're not praying according to New Testament ways. You're to pray to the Father. He said, "You shall ask me nothing." And this word "ask" is a particular word, erateo in the Greek, which means to request as a favor. We don't come and request as a favor of things of God anymore. Instead, we're going to pray in a different way. It goes on, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name." And we already saw that we approach the Father in the name of Jesus. But it says, "Ask the Father in my name." This particular word "ask" is a different word in the Greek. It is not the word erateo, which means to request as a favor. It is a word which means a legal demand of something due you. This is the way you pray in the New Testament. You're going to make a legal demand of something that's due you. This is not saying you're demanding of God. You're making a legal demand of what is due you. And what's due you? According to what Jesus has already done for you, all the promises of God are yours. And you're going to pray in a manner that's going to release the promises of God that legally belong to you. Because remember, prayer is a legal transaction in the Spirit. It is the means whereby you release the will of God, the promises of God that belong to you in Christ, that are due you as a Christian in order to come to pass. You're not making God do anything. You can't make God do anything. He's already done it all for you. Prayer releases the promises of God to come to pass. Praise God. And this Greek word, aiteo, is used in all the major prayer scriptures, and you're going to see that as we go through them one after another. It's a legal demand of something due. Then he goes on in verse 24. He says, hitherto. Hitherto is an old English word meaning up to this time. Up to this time have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. Now both of those words, ask, is also the word aiteo. Remember in verse 23 he said, in that day, talking about the day in the new covenant, you shall ask a request of me as a favor, nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask or legally demand of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, or up to this time, have you legally demanded nothing in my name. Ask or make your legal demand, same word, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. I'll tell you, it's great joy when you see the promises of God coming to pass in response to New Testament accurate prayer, praise God. Now, we're not making requests of God as a favor, but we're making a legal demand. Why? Because the promises of God are already ours. Remember 2 Corinthians 1:20? The Bible says that now that all the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him amen, under the glory of God by us. All the promises already belong to us. Now, what are we doing when we're making a legal demand? The best illustration is kind of like what we do when we write a check. When we write a check, we are releasing our money that is in the bank that already is ours. In fact, the checks used to say, pay to the bearer on legal demand. But they've eliminated that. It used to say that on the checks. A check is a legal transaction to release our money for our benefit, just as prayer is a spiritual legal transaction to release the promises of God for our benefit that already belong to us. They're already ours, just as the money in the bank is already ours. Just as we make a legal demand on the bank, we're making a legal demand on our Heavenly Father in the heavenlies in order to bring forth the promise of God. We come to Him, our Father in heaven. Now, we're not forcing the bank to give us money when we write a check. You can't make the bank do something. It's already ours. It's just like we're not forcing the Father to give us anything that's not already ours. It already belongs to us. And what we're doing is just simply releasing the promises that He already has given unto us. Praise God. And this is important to realize, that when you pray, you're going to be making a legal demand of what's due you. The way you do this is by praying the Scriptures. You make a legal demand by praying what the Word of God says. As you speak the Word, this is why you don't pray the problem. You pray the problem, that's not going to do anything. That's not going to release the promise of God. You pray the Scriptures to release the promise of God in your life. We're going to talk more on this. Don't miss any broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.